fraud, accounting clear violations of federal and state law, clearly unethical, pay to play,
millions of taxpayer dollars that were wasted,
paid tens of millions of dollars,
$1 billion.
Dummied up its books and records to hide the
fact, falsifying its books and records,
responsible for the collapse of the entire system.
And in the thrall of some kind of swindle.
Failure is good. Fail fast. When you're a startup entrepreneur, failure is part of the game. If you haven't failed, you can't get anywhere. Failure is part of this process, so you fail fast and get over it. By your nature, if you're an entrepreneur, you'll brush your shoulders off, start over again, rework your idea, and keep going.
Kyle Jeffrey Sandler was only 15 years old when he started his career as a radio DJ in his hometown of Baltimore, Maryland. At 17, he chased his dream to Washington, D.C., and into Greensboro, Pittsburgh, and Virginia Beach, before finally landing in San Francisco, just before the Silicon Valley boom of the early 90s. While working at station Z95.7, Kyle befriended employees from a nearby startup company named Google. Before long, Kyle convinced the new search company to hire him as part of their marketing, sales, and business development teams. According to Kyle Sandler, he was Google's 240th employee. As the company's value exploded in the early 2000s, Kyle saw an opportunity to sell his shares in the company to become an instantaneous millionaire. Here's Kyle detailing the timeline of events on a 2015 episode of a podcast named Ignite Alabama.
Google career brought me to Washington, D.C., where I helped open up the Washington, D.C. office for sales and marketing. And then that became the public policy office, and that was the time I decided to leave and cash out. And with that, I started doing I started thedroidguy.com, which was the first consumer-facing Android blog in the world.
Whoa. The first consumer-facing Android blog in the world. Save some ladies for the rest of us, Kyle. I'm joking, but he did meet his wife through thedroidguy.com. She was a T-Mobile employee and droid enthusiast from Alabama. The two met in real life at a conference after their relationship blossomed on Twitter. So maybe there is hope for the rest of us after all. However, Kyle wasn't ready to move to Alabama to be with his droid princess. The state lacked the technological infrastructure and startup culture that he desired. Instead, he relocated to the hub of digital innovation, Memphis, Tennessee. Around this time, according to Sandler, his Android blog was tallying millions of views per month, and he had other interests to pursue. He sold thedroidguy.com for seven figures and launched a new blog named Niblets that covered news about startup companies outside of Silicon Valley. Listen to this commercial for Niblets. You can really see Kyle's top 40 radio influence rearing its insufferable head.
Niblets is the voice of startups everywhere else. That means while some media outlets are stuck in the Valley and New York, we're everywhere in between, including New York. We're the voice of startups in Memphis, St. Louis, Orlando, Kansas, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, both Portlands, Seattle, Las Vegas, Albuquerque, everywhere in Texas, and everywhere in between. We're a startup ourselves, and we live the startup lifestyle, up all hours of the night and day, living off Monster, Red Bull, and free pizza when we can get it. We're fueled by ramen and the people. We're crowdfunding because we wouldn't want to take some big shot Silicon Valley's VC money and be all unethical. We're a startup all about startups. Thanks for your continued support. So feel free to buy us a pack of ramen noodles or a barrel of gas. Check out our coverage at Niblets.com. We're Niblets, the voice of startups everywhere else.
Kyle Sandler's time at Google and running Niblets had inspired him. Kyle had seen what was possible with nothing more than a good idea, and he had become infatuated with that startup lifestyle that was usually reserved for the privileged who can afford to work for nothing while their parents bankroll their rent and bar tabs. You know, that startup culture where unlimited vacation days are offered but you are made to feel guilty and ashamed for asking to use them. This is the new millennium, man. Who wants to work in an office that doesn't have a foosball table? Not late 30s husband and father Kyle Sandler, that's for sure. Kyle wanted to work with rock star developers and code ninjas. He was attracted to thought leaders and digital revolutionaries who were ready to disrupt industries. Kyle wanted to help other people start their own businesses, and once he sold Niblets and moved to his wife's home state of Alabama, he came up with an idea on exactly how to do that. In 2011, Kyle Sandler drove his Jaguar down the desolate downtown streets of Opelika, Alabama, a small town in the eastern part of the state, about a 20-minute car ride from Auburn University. Opelika was an old railroad town that had been hit hard by the 2008 recession, the same sad tale that could be told of every small town at the time. But there was one aspect of Opelika that made the town unique. Opelika was one of only 7 places in the United States with access to high-speed fiber optic internet. It became known as the first gig city in Alabama, which meant that Opelika would be the perfect place for Kyle Sandler to develop the next big thing. In October 2014, Kyle renovated an old building in downtown and opened what he called the Roundhouse.
The Roundhouse is a startup factory where we do acceleration, incubation, and co-working.
Basically, the Roundhouse was a workspace where entrepreneurs could collaborate and bounce ideas off of one another. And Kyle, being the successful serial entrepreneur that he was, would help develop and mentor these new startup companies by providing services like management training and venture capital in return for the companies he helped launch. Kyle would keep 20% equity for himself. As the Opelika newspaper described it, the Roundhouse was created to help seed the dreams of enterprising entrepreneurs. I gotta admit, it's not the worst idea I've ever heard.
My name is Kyle Sandler, and I am the founder and conductor at the Roundhouse. The founder because I created it, conductor because everybody here has a train name.
Wait, what? His title is conductor? Everybody has a train name? Never mind, this might be the worst idea I've ever heard. But internet security pioneer and literal shit eater John McAfee thought it was a great idea. I'm serious. Turns out John McAfee, the antivirus guy, is not so antivirus in his personal life. He literally eats shit. Go ahead, Google it. Anyway, McAfee believed so much in what Kyle Sandler was doing that he chose the Roundhouse as the venue where he would announce his bid for the presidency of the United States in the 2016 election. But let's be honest, his campaign was doomed from the beginning. There was no way the American people would vote for such an unhinged narcissist like John McAfee. And even though McAfee never invested money directly into the Roundhouse, he was quoted as saying that he spent millions of dollars worth of his time with its founder, I mean, conductor, Kyle Sandler.
So for here, I mean, we're already starting. We've incorporated eight startups here since we started. There's 55 members here and 40 companies. But bona fide startups, about 8 have launched out of the building.
One of those bona fide startups launched out of the Roundhouse belonged to a 14-year-old kid named Taylor Rosenthal.
My name is Taylor Rosenthal. I'm 14 years old, and I'm the CEO of RecMed First Aid. I make computerized and robotic vending machines that allows parents and adults to get quick and easy access to first aid supplies when and where they'll need them.
The idea was to place the vending machines in high traffic areas with lots of children or clumsy people who were constantly hurting themselves. And instead of candy bars and sodas, RecMed's machines would dispense band-aids, gauze, and disinfectants. Seems like an unfashionable alternative to a fanny pack, but what do I know? I'm not a businessman. Taylor Rosenthal, on the other hand, was a businessman, and he had his elevator pitch down to a science.
RecMed is a first aid vending machine company that helps consumers get convenient and fast access to first aid. Have you ever been to an amusement park and your child falls to the ground and scrapes their knee? Then you had to walk all the way to the front of the park to get a Band-Aid? That takes away 15 minutes. Set aside another 30 to 40 minutes for your child to be looked at. So imagine you're at an amusement park and your child falls and scrapes their knee. Well, instead of having to go wait in that long EMT line for an hour, wasting possible fun time, you can walk up to our machine and get quick and easy access. Imagine you're at an amusement park and your child falls and scrapes their knee. Well, instead of having to wait in that long EMT line for an hour, wasting possible fun time, you can walk up to our machine and get quick and easy access.
Taylor's first aid vending machine company, RecMed, was turning heads in the business world. He appeared on CNBC, CNN, and Fox Business to show off his invention. Inc. magazine had named him one of 2015's teen entrepreneurs set for success, and he became the youngest person ever to be accepted into TechCrunch's Disrupt conference.
I actually, my first original idea was to start off sitting out, sitting at sporting events selling first aid kits that were already prepackaged. Mm-hmm. But I noticed how much it would cost to pay somebody a minimum wage to sit out at that tournament for 6 hours.
Especially at $15 an hour, right?
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. That's right. So the vending machine gets around the minimum wage cost and the cost of labor.
Yes.
14 years old and already complaining about paying a living wage. This kid was born to be a CEO.
Now, what's this about? You got a $30 million offer for your company. Is that for real?
Yes, it is.
Who offered that? You don't have to use their name, but what kind of company or person offered the money?
It was a major healthcare company.
Really?
Yes.
That's right. A major healthcare company offered to purchase RecMed for $30 million. And Taylor, on the advice from startup guru Kyle Sandler, turned it down. Sandler encouraged Taylor to hold out for more money because the company was already showing signs of being a success. Theme park giant Six Flags had expressed interest in purchasing 100 of the machines for placement in its parks, and pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson had requested the meeting as well. All of the publicity from John McAfee's association and Taylor Rosenthal's vending machines paid dividends for Kyle Sandler. 74 people, mostly from Opelika, invested $1.9 million into the Roundhouse in exchange for company shares. A retired Department of Veterans Affairs worker named Chuck Wacker, who invested $35,000 of his own savings to help build the prototype vending machine for RecMed, told the Associated Press, quote, "Kyle was a master. I think he could get money out of a guy living under a bridge." The community believed in Kyle Sandler, but less than a year later, on December 14th, 2016, seemingly out of nowhere, Kyle Sandler's Roundhouse was closed. When the Opelika Auburn News reached out to Kyle to ask why, he told them the business had simply run out of money. Quote, "I'm sorry for what happened to Opelika and Roundhouse. I lost control and we ended where we're at." Rumors about mismanagement at Roundhouse had been circulating for about 6 months before the closure. Accusations of bounced paychecks and breaches of contracts were the talk of the town. But the truth was far more surprising than simple financial misconduct, even though there was plenty of that too. The truth was that Kyle Sandler was a fraud. He had never worked at Google. He wasn't really wealthy. He never sold the Droid Guy or Niblets for millions of dollars. In fact, he knew very little about running a business, much less launching a successful startup. But he did know how to steal money. In 2010, Kyle had been convicted of attempted theft and forgery in Maryland and North Carolina, and there were multiple Yelp reviews of his wedding DJ business, which he coincidentally never talked about, that accused him of accepting deposits and never showing up. Now, it was rumored that Kyle Sandler had taken the $2 million invested in the Roundhouse that was meant to help entrepreneurs young and old start their businesses, and he blew it on cars, rent, childcare, and other personal expenses. But perhaps even more heartbreaking is that all of the promises he made to 14-year-old Taylor Rosenthal were lies. There was no purchase order from Six Flags, and there was no buyout offer of $30 million. Kyle Sandler had simply used the child to generate publicity to encourage other people to invest. And when one investor finally did some digging and discovered Kyle's shady past, the conductor shut down Roundhouse and fled Alabama. This is the mayor of Opelika, Gary Fuller.
He was a shyster and a flim-flam artist, and he talked some pretty smart people out of some money.
Kyle Sandler, the least talented Sandler not named Adam, was indeed a flim-flam artist. When Roundhouse crumbled, he quietly moved to Texas and tried to launch a new media company named Millennial Press. But before he could scam anyone else, in June 2018, Kyle was arrested at a used car dealership in Bryan, Texas for his outstanding warrants in Alabama. The owner of the car dealership had set him up. He told Kyle that his late car payments would be forgiven if he came into the shop to help boost the dealership's internet presence. Instead, Kyle left in handcuffs and was extradited to Alabama. In August 2018, Kyle Sandler pleaded guilty to two federal charges of wire fraud and securities fraud. As it turns out, not only did Sandler flee with the investments, the stock that Sandler was selling to investors didn't even exist. No shares related to the Roundhouse in Opelika had ever been registered with the National Securities Exchange. Sandler addressed the court, quote, "Remorse doesn't even begin to say it. I'm disgusted with myself. I've been blessed with a certain amount of intelligence, and I used it to hurt people and steal their money. Kyle even submitted a 12-page plan that outlined how he would repay the people he had ripped off.
In Opelika, a man who scammed investors out of nearly $2 million is sentenced to just over 5 years in prison. 43-year-old Kyle Sandler pleaded guilty to fraud last year and was sentenced today. He was also ordered by a judge to return nearly $2 million he took from investors.
Kyle Jeffrey Sandler was sentenced to 63 months in prison, as well as 3 years of supervision after his release. He was ordered to pay back $1,903,000 in restitution to his victims. Sandler told the Associated Press that greed got the best of him, but that he planned to return to Opelika after his release to start a new online business so that he could repay everybody. Quote, "I hope they will have me back." Sorry, Kyle, but I think that train has left the station. This is Prosecutor Brandon Hughes.
It's just good to get it behind us. Obviously, there are a lot of folks that were damaged here. And like I said from the beginning, he's among the worst criminals, a worst type of criminal. It's theft. But he committed that through trust. He took in money from people that he knew.
Swindled is written, researched, produced, and hosted by me, a concerned citizen, with original music by Trevor Howard. As always, thank you for being a valued listener.